In 2010, we watched a Viking teenager named Hiccup catching and bonding with a dragon he named Toothless. The bittersweet 3D film became an instant hit. 4 years later, How to Train Your Dragon 2 pits Hiccup and Toothless against an evil dragon lord.
Dragon Riders coming through!
The sequel is also in 3D, but filmmaker Dean DeBlois says there has been a huge technological leap in clarity, colors, and details from his original.
Things like water and clouds and ice and everything else that used to be a real challenge looks fantastic now. So I wonder in 10 years from now if How to Train Your Dragon 2 will look primitive. I'm not sure.
This is what animators may have wondered back in 1937, when Walt Disney Studios was rolling out its cutting-edge fairy tale, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Each frame of the Technicolor film was hand-drawn.
Let it go, let it go. I am one with the wind and sky.
Fast forward 80 years and Disney's movie, Frozen, channels our inner princess through empowered Queen Elsa in a picture-perfect digital world. Digital animation has also influenced the video game industry. The Last of Us, a mature game of survival in a zombie-infested world, uses the latest in motion capture technology, where real actors' performances are transformed into a digital avatar.
Ellie, that ain't for kids.
But filmmaker Dean DeBlois says the hyper-realistic motion capture technology lacks the liveliness animators infuse into their hand-drawn characters.
They make a living out of studying human expression and movement, and they add a little caricature to it so that it becomes more real than reality. And it comes with great experience and great talent, but I think a simple motion capture rig doesn't really capture that yet.
Now you know where I get my dramatic flair.
And though an impressive 3D digital animation draws the crowds in the theater, Dean DeBlois says it is the tone and complexity of the story that keep fans interested in the genre.
Animated films have a real power to them, but I'm kind of on a personal crusade to lift the stigma that's often put upon them, where adults feel almost embarrassed to go to an animated movie, or that there won't be anything for them.
So, Hiccup loses his leg, and young Queen Elsa does not need a prince to come save her from herself. DeBlois says animated movies are no longer just for kids. Their unpredictable storylines offer gravitas to digital animation, and digital animation provides realism to extraordinary fantasies.
Could it be?
Should I know you?
No. But a mother never forgets.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.